Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go, can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
you joined. This is going to be the best 15 minutes of your week. Glory to God. Well, my name is Sister Shelley, and our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministry. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift our hands, hearts, and minds in one accord to acknowledge you. We exalt your holy name. Welcome, Heavenly Father, into this 15-minute power message. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. May it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Glory to God. Well, in reflection of MLK Day, we remember how Martin Luther King defied what others thought was the appropriate way to handle adversity, persecution, and humiliation by teaching persons of color to walk in peace. Peaceful sit-ins, peaceful gatherings, peaceful communication. It was both shocking and disturbing to see video coverage with people of color allowing others to beat, spit, curse, and demean them, and watch the people of color respond by not responding. The title of today's message is The God Response. God wants us to choose the God response, choosing to represent righteousness, which is God's way of being and God's way of doing. MLK taught us to do as the Bible says. Romans 12:18 teaches us, walk in peace with all men. Romans 12:14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse in the Bible. You're not supposed to be cursing everybody out. Matthew 5:38-39, turn the other cheek. MLK taught us the God response, and it all came from the Bible. Glory to God. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. It's found in 1 Samuel 24. I'm going to read verses 1 through 10 in the King James Version. And it came to pass when Saul was returned following the Philistines, that it was told him, saying, behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi. Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men upon the rocks of the wild goats. And he came to the sheepcotes by the way, where was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet, and David and his men remained in the sides of the cave. And the men of David which unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as it shall seem good unto thee. Then David arose of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him, because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterward and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, my Lord, the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how the Lord have delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave. And some bade me to kill thee, but mine eye spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So David was being hunted by King Saul. And King Saul sent armies. It said 3,000 chosen men were chosen to go with King Saul to go and find David and kill him. At one point, both King Saul and David were in close proximity of each other. But David responded, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Was anointed by God. So David realized this and he's like, no, I'm not going to touch him. He may bring me harm, but I am not going to touch God's anointed. David gave the God response, God's way of doing and God's way of being, despite his life was in danger. Now, can you do the same? Can you give the God response when someone has treated you wrong, openly embarrassed you, talked behind your back, or sought you harm, or as most people would say, didn't show me respect? Selah. Someone else who gave the God response was Jesus. When he was wrongfully crucified and hung naked on the cross, taking our shame, our pain, our sin, but yet he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When that boss fires you unjustly, or that person you love walks away with your best friend, or fill in the blank, can you ask God to forgive them? Can you give the God response? Let's address what the God response is not. Being late is expected. Being late represents it's not a priority and not important to you. School, job, and church are important, so you should make it a priority and not be late. A little lie is okay. There's no such thing as a little lie. God does not approve of lying, and those who lie won't make it into the kingdom of God. When you find yourself about to lie or tell what you think is a little lie, just slow down and just say, wait a minute. No, I can't make it. No, I just can't. No, I'm just don't lie. Don't tell somebody you're sick when you're not sick. Don't tell somebody that, just don't lie. Amen. Okay. The next point is giving tithes is too much money. I can't get back. Giving 10% of your gross income is to the Lord, not to a man, or honoring your father. And he'll bless your 90% that you have left. Amen. When you choose to give the God response in every area of your life, God will do exceedingly, abundantly bless you in every area of your life. Glory to God. Now, full disclosure, I have not always given the God response, but I continue to seek him and he continues to lead me. Remember, if you miss it, just ask God to forgive you to God. Sister Shelley's street love personal story. Several years ago, I worked with a lady who announced she was marrying another woman. My boss scheduled a work lunch / bridal shower meeting to celebrate her upcoming wedding. And those out of state were required to come into town to attend the bridal shower. I resided out of state, so I had to fly in to attend the meeting. Prior to, I just kept praying in the spirit on how to address this situation. I felt led to go and confront her to the meeting and excuse myself from attending due to a meeting conflict. I congratulated her and attentively listened to her, found out, you know, how they met, you know, what were their plans for the future. I didn't criticize her or condemn her or share what thus the Lord says about women marrying women. Instead, I made a decision. The God response was for me not to attend. Later, my coworker approached me and said she felt really uncomfortable being in that meeting or that bridal shower and didn't want to attend and wished that she had responded the same way that I did. On another topic, I can't help but wonder if what's happening in Ukraine and in Israel could be resolved if someone would implement the God response, a peaceful sit-in like MLK, or confront the situation in humbleness of heart, or like David, choosing to honor instead of retaliating. In conclusion, if you have breath in your body, you will at some point have reason to get in offense, be persecuted or bullied, ridiculed for something. The question isn't if it'll happen, but when it happens, will you give the God response, God's way of doing, and God's way, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you're ready, just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died, rose again, and is seated right now, right next to my Heavenly Father. I confess him as my Lord. Hallelujah. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who have received Jesus at some point, but maybe you walked away. Maybe you've been backslidden, or, you know, you haven't been to church in a while and you want to come back to Jesus wholeheartedly. 1 John 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that's you and you want to rededicate your life right now, you confess underneath your breath anything you want to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for those who are rededicating their life to you today, January 22nd, 2024. They are coming back to you wholeheartedly, confessing their sins to you, and right now, you are removing the un and making them righteous right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Do you hear that bell? That's for all those who received Jesus for the first time and rededicated their life to Christ. Hallelujah. We're so happy for you. And guess what? I have a free gift for you. freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let me know that you received Jesus for the first time or rededicated. I'll send that gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go through our announcements. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. They are available 24/7. All I ask is if you could share it with your friends and loved ones. It's just 15 minutes, and you've been praying for them anyway. Amen. Glory to God. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the Free Lunch and Prayer Street Outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. To God. Our last announcement is if you would like to contact or donate, please go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org. Glory to God. Well, you know I can talk forever, but I told you it's just 15 minutes, so let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you, Street Family. I pray you have a blessed week. Remember, street love begins with you. It's overwhelming with the air I see, but finish up we see. Give me a softly, baby, just on it. I'm putting it upon it. Let me tell you about my Savior.